We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football as we gear up for the season here in 2025. Talking now with AHSTW's new head coach, who's a familiar face. Davis Patti is back running the Vikings, and he joins us here on KSOM. Coach, how are you feeling about back in the saddle again with AHSTW?
It's certainly exciting. Number one, thanks for having me. Thanks for having HSTW on the air. We appreciate the coverage. It's exciting. It's certainly familiar in some ways, and in others, it's brand new. I'm certainly a different guy than I was before, and teenagers are still teenagers, but their world around them is certainly different than it was maybe when I was coaching in this capacity before. So it's a fun challenge. It's a unique thing, but we've got great people, great families here. So that makes it all the better.
So let's remind everybody about the timetable for you. You know, you coached before and then left, became an administrator, and then back to this district, and of course went to Harlan there for a short time. Give us just a reminder about that timetable and how that all came about.
Well, I'll try not to bore your audience here, but it was in 2019. Mitch Osborne retired from his position as AD at Harlan, and that was growing up here, always kind of a pipe dream. I mean, I've talked to many of my colleagues or people in the coaching administrative world, and think the world of Coach Osborne, and kind of admired what he did and what he continues to do. And that was one opportunity that I was certainly going to explore if it ever came available. And fortunately enough, it did. And was super thankful to have that opportunity and that experience, and learn from several Hall of Fame coaches, and just great people to work with there, and great families there too. It was there for four years there. So in with the freshman class and out with them as seniors, graduated with them, so to speak. And I didn't foresee leaving necessarily, but the job opportunity opened up here as high school principal, and I don't know that I would have left for anything else. But the timeline was such that it worked out that way, and thankful enough that could be hired here again. And done some coaching here and there, a lot of youth stuff, a little bit of junior high stuff at Harlan, working with my own kids, and then was able to dabble a little bit with the high school kids last year and the coaching staff here. But nothing too official or on the books until this season, since I suppose the 2018 season.
Wow. So yeah, is it going to be like you never left when you get on the sidelines?
I think it'll be all the feels. It'll be a wave of emotions in that capacity. I think a little bit it'll probably settle back in pretty quickly, but there'll be a lot of newness, a lot of energy, and a lot of emotion for me. I can kind of be an emotional guy that way, but certainly a lot of gratitude, a lot of thankfulness, and excitement for all of us to go down this journey for the 2025 season.
I thought last year, despite all the drama that surrounded the football team with the homecoming incident and Coach Harris deciding to leave in the middle of the season, which is very rare in high school football, the team still withstood some of those challenges and had a winning season and made it to the playoffs. What's the attitude now of this team coming into this year, knowing that some of the players are back from last year, and you're just looking for a sense of normalcy, I bet.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, we're thankful for everybody's contributions in the past, players, coaches, et cetera. And we want to honor our proud past, but for these kids, for this coaching staff, for all of us, I mean, we're really just set on 2025. We're all in on this thing right now. We've got a group of seven seniors that are tremendous kids that, yes, some have had experiences, but really this is their big shot at it. This is their time to shine. I think the rest of the team is embracing that as well, as we're looking at one game, one, and this one year is we're all in for it. So, Yeah, it's an exciting time. We've got a lot of kids with some inexperience, but that kind of adds to the anticipation and some of the competition, thankfully, that we have in-house right now. So we're looking forward to seeing what our product is when we get to go against somebody else, and we'll learn a lot about ourselves, but we certainly have so much newness to it that we really can only take it one day at a time and work on being the best version of ourselves that we can be.
What was the summer like?
Truthfully, the summer was pretty outstanding for us. We took a big step forward. The collective effort was really, really good. The kids bought in. We've got a new person hired. His name's Carter Church, that will be doing high school PE and strength and conditioning, and definitely deserves a shout out here. He did a really nice job working with all our junior high and high school athletes over the summer. And you know, our high school coaching staffs overall have stepped up and taken more of the leadership role in that area and taken more responsibility for development over the summer months. So it was really good from just a physical development standpoint. I would say football was kind of slow and steady, to be honest. We didn't overwhelm them. We've got some new stuff that we're working on. We've got obviously new coaches, new concepts. So we didn't want to overwhelm them or inundate them with new terminology or concepts. So that part's been pretty slow and steady, but I think working out for the best.
Briefly, you know, I guess explain some of the new concepts that you would like to institute with the team.
Well, I'm not going to give away the play script per se, Chris, here. You know, there might be somebody listening, but no, I mean, in all honesty, I think we're really going to build this team inside out. You know, we need to be able to control the line of scrimmage. We need to be able to run the football effectively. We've got to stop the run. At the end of the day, it's still high school football. And really any level of football, you got to be able to control the football and be able to eke out some yards between the tackles. And, I think that's where our strength hopefully will lie. I mean, time will tell. You're just getting pads on for the first day yesterday, and nobody's gone full pads yet. So we really don't know. But nobody does across the state either. So we're looking to, yeah, build this team inside out. We feel like we've got some good guys in the trenches that we can kind of run behind, and some talented ball carriers that hopefully will exploit some holes and some, we hope, effective blocking schemes in front of them.
Well, how do you feel about the quarterback position coming into practice here? I mean, Luke Sternberg was holding that job down at the end of the season. Of course, also your leading rusher that graduated, Camden Sukup, also a talented quarterback who missed a chunk of the season because of injuries. So how do you feel about Dayton Osborne, of course, play a little bit there as well? What do you see as the quarterback position coming into this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. And yeah, you're doing your homework on that for sure. I mean, those are two all-state caliber kids, no doubt about it. I mean, Luke's played in the Shrine Bowl and going to Iowa Western to play. And Camden, it was unfortunate, his injury, because he's such a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal kid, and one of the grittiest competitors I think we've had. So that was incredibly disheartening for everyone to have him go through that, and no more than, no, you know, nobody felt that more than him and his family. But yeah, for this season, obviously we got to turn the page. And yeah, you know, a silver lining is Dayton did get some very quality reps, and quality reps against some very good opponents at times too. So we're happy about his development. He is still just a sophomore, and you know, learning a little bit of a new system. Yes, we've got some carryover and trying to ease some transitional things in terms of the playbook, but he's really handled himself very, very well. We're proud of him, proud of what he's done. And at the same time, we've got to be smart as coaches and not demand too much of him. We've got some seniors and juniors around him that can carry a little bit more burden if we're smart about it. But no, he's done well. And we've got another freshman, Kipton Lamp, and a sophomore, Camden Drazen, that are also getting quality reps in practice and kind of battling things out right now to build some depth in our program at that position. And it's an interesting case, as it's, you know, a little bit of a glamour position. But for us, especially last year, like you noted, we didn't have much depth on a very quality and talented team. So it's certainly a little bit of a chore and priority to develop that positional group, just like any others. But we're happy with how the kids are working right now. That's for certain.
Are there any other positions that you're expecting some big competition in camp to determine who would be starters?
Yeah, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about where we're at, Chris, and it'll be probably a lot of cliches in this answer as well. So sorry as people listen, but no, I mean, we lost a very large senior class with several one-way, if not two-way starters. So, you know, there's only probably a few, and I would dare not tell our team this, that there's only a few positions that are probably truly locked in. And outside of that, there's great competition between the ones and twos. And it's you're a one one day and two the next type of deal. It's we got a lot of one and a halves right now. So I would say, you know, there's unfortunately a normal and natural healthy drop off between them and probably a lot of our incoming freshmen. But we really like our young guys, and we're excited about their development, and they're bringing their lunch pails, you know, to work every day and putting their head down and getting after it. They're not backing down yet. So we're excited about them, but there's certainly a good time and place for junior varsity. And we're going to get a lot of kids reps at that level. So that'll be good too, to see them develop for long-term.
So in the redistricting, it came out for you in district number 7 with ACGC and Mount Air, Riverside, some tough teams there, plus Central Decatur, Nottoway Valley, and Southwest Valley. What did you think of where they ended up putting your football team?
Well, where is certainly a big part of the question. We're going to log some gas miles this year, so we'll see what the Viking faithful is up for in terms of traveling some long distance. But no, there's really good quality opponents on our schedule this year and next year, obviously. There's going to be some definite horses in the backfield, and each of those teams you mentioned has some big physical guys up front that are returning. So you know, we're not deep in any scout by any means, but just kind of having an eyeball on some of the kids that are returning in those programs are certainly noteworthy, and we'll make it a long night for you if you're not ready to bring the physicality and being able to stop the rushing attack for sure. So I don't think there was a hope for we're looking for this team or that team. We're going to be really excited to play whoever we can. And there's definite excitement to playing some teams that we've never played before or certainly haven't played in a very long time. So there's some definite anticipation for playing some new people.
So what are your goals in practice here to get your team ready for your season opener against Logan Magnolia?
Yeah, great question. I mean, we've really got to ride the wave of being physical and getting after it when we can, and picking our spots and being smart, but also trying to stay healthy. You know, I said we do have some good competition at spots, but we're certainly not super deep with the squad that we've got right now. We're practicing with, you know, maybe 30 to 33 kids, something like that, I would say. So not a lot of room to have people dinged up and missing time. So, you know, being smart about our development, certainly need to be very, very sharp mentally as we go ahead. And probably really try not to overwhelm our kids. When we show up and play Loma will play incredibly physical. Coach Strait's one of the best coaches in the area, if not in the state, and he'll have his kids ready to play, and they'll be one of the scrappiest teams we play, bar none. So we'll need to be ready to go from just that standpoint and not having things move too fast. So we'll probably need to keep it simple and make sure we have some confidence out there, and you know, see where the chips fall from there.
Lastly, you've had some time to step away from the game a little bit. When coaches do that, sometimes they get a chance to get a different perspective on the football game and or whatever sport they might be coaching in, and maybe approach things a little bit differently. What have you thought or what have you learned yourself in maybe just by self-evaluation about how you want to approach the coaching game a second time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly a student of the game, if nothing else, and I probably had more to learn than I thought I did, and you know, I try to be humble in that way. But you know, it being around the coaching staff at Harlan, especially, it was an incredible gift, and having some time away was also a gift to be able to study the game in a different light, and maybe even self-evaluate myself and how I coached, how I prepped, how I called a game, all those things. I think without getting into a lot of specifics, Chris, I would just say I think being patient as a head coach in terms of how the game develops, how you call the game, how a game plays out is super important. I think as a young coach, it's easy to get antsy, and you know defensively, you got to bring a ton of pressure, or you've got to offensively go for the big play all the time. But you know, and it's rose-colored glasses watching a lot of Harlan football, but generally speaking, they stick to the game plan. They don't do anything crazy exotic. They stay within themselves, and obviously usually they find themselves on the right side of the margin when the game's over. But just being patient, being true to yourself, and I think having a steady presence is really, really huge too for the kids on the sideline. And hopefully with a little more maturation and wisdom, maybe I've got that. I've improved there too, but time will tell.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and looking forward to following your football team throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Hey, we really appreciate the coverage. Thank you. We'd be happy to have you anytime. Go Vikings.
Davis Patti, head coach for AHSTW, with us here on KSOM.